Hi everyone, welcome back to Collaboration Simplified. Today we're going to talk about three things that people get wrong when it comes to M365, Copilot, and security.
First one, good data hygiene is good data hygiene. Number two, the LLM does not know or care about your data. And number three, Copilot does not have a memory.
This is Kitty, a compliance technical specialist focused on data security for M365 Copilot.
Copilot really does things on behalf of the user, which means that if a user has rights to it, then so does Copilot. If a user doesn't have rights to it, then Copilot doesn't either. The way I like to put it is Copilot isn't going to break down the walls. It's just going to show you where the holes are. What it highlights is really good data security practices or bad data security practices. If everyone has permissions to everything, Copilot is going to make it easier for them to surface things that they probably shouldn't have access to. If you have put good guardrails and good permissions into place, Copilot is going to only show them what it is that they need for productivity. And ultimately, that is what Copilot is.
And that makes a ton of sense, Kitty. So what are some examples of good data hygiene practices?
Permissions. If you have a SharePoint site, if you have a repository of some kind, you need to make sure that you review permissions regularly. Look at the site, who has access, why do they have access, should they still have access? Know where your sensitive data is. It's kind of a no-brainer, but people tend to dump data into repositories because it's convenient. They don't think about the potential problems that having access to this data can cause. So put data where it's appropriate, know where your data is stored. And then lastly, make sure that you are labeling your data appropriately and that you have DLP policies in place to catch data trying to leave or data being misused.
The second thing that people get wrong about Copilot and security, what do you have for us there?
So the second one is all about the actual LLM. Obviously, LLM is trained on data. And that is, by the way, when we say LLM, we're talking large language model. The LLM is an interpreter. It says, hey, I'm taking what you're saying in natural language, which is what you were talking about, and translates that into a search query against the data stores in M365. And lots of people are afraid that the LLM is somehow manipulating and retaining their data. The problem with this is that if we allow the LLM to do something with questions that people ask it or data that is asked of it, then we open ourselves up to AI poisoning. And if you want to know what AI poisoning looks like, do a search in your favorite search engine of muffin versus dog. And if you do that, what you'll find is a lot of muffins and dogs, and they look like each other. Because we're human and we have an understanding of what a dog is versus what a muffin is, we are actually able to see the difference and we can easily distinguish between a dog and a muffin. An AI can't. And the more muffins you throw at it and tell it that these are dogs, the more likely the LLM will be to drift in its model. Microsoft doesn't actually allow user data into the LLM to be retained because we don't want the LLM to slide from its original purpose and from its original training. And that training is controlled very strictly by not only an ethics board that follows ethical AI standards, but also a group of engineers who are responsible for training the model. What all this is to say is that the LLM does not know or care about the data that you input into it. It is purely taking the question and turning it into something that the rest of the systems can understand without ever really retaining anything.
Because I think a common concern is the large language model learning from my prompts, what I type in, the questions that I ask, my data, the documents that I share with it. And basically what you're saying is, don't worry, the large language models that we use are not learning.
Correct. And not more to the point, we wouldn't want that in the first place because that could lead to undesirable results. And I think we've seen that with other language models that have been open to the internet and the kind of drift that has been introduced.
What about like a good scenario for this, right? Like if certain business has a lot of acronyms or does business in a very unique way, and they actually want the large language model to learn.
Yeah, that's actually a great question. There are really several ways to solve that. The first is obviously to create your own model. We're not going to talk about that because that's not my area of expertise. The second is actually a different part. And this is something that a lot of people misconstrue about Copilot. Copilot doesn't really have a memory. Copilot's only memory is something called the semantic index. Semantic index relates you to your data. What it's doing is every time that you interact with Copilot, it is learning about what you mean. If a company has a lot of acronyms, it has a lot of things that are unique to that company, as users in that company use those types of things, their individual semantic index will actually learn about that. So if I'm talking to you all the time and I continually use a set group of words, that is going to be written to my semantic index, which is individual to me, and your index is individual to you. And it's going to learn that if I use the acronym AMS, that I mean this and not that. It is a kind of interesting learning model that helps the LLM to make the responses more personalized and more interesting to you. It also shortcuts how long it takes for the LLM to respond. So as an example, if I'm looking for information in documents that I commonly use, then what the semantic index allows the LLM and Copilot to do is to say, well, I use this file all the time, so I'm going to check there before I go search the entire SharePoint library that it's available to me. And that makes the response quicker. It also makes it the research results more relevant to you. That is what a lot of people actually mistake for memory. Copilot, after you've typed in a prompt, Copilot does not remember what you typed in. This is why if you reference a previous session with Copilot, it's actually not going to be able to get that information. It looks like it's available, and that is because the conversations you've had with Copilot are actually retained in a log of sorts that's stored in your mailbox. It's not accessible to you, but it is accessible to the corporation and to administrators in order to be able to do things like e-discovery on them for security purposes. That information is stored in the context of that session only. Copilot really has no access to previous queries.
Thank you for joining. If you did enjoy the content, please make sure to give it a thumbs up and consider subscribing. If you have any questions or if you want to see additional content on security and M365 Copilot, let us know in the comments, and I'll catch you on the next one.